City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out at Bearcat Arena as Northwest Missouri State prepares to face Washburn in a doubleheader this afternoon. Wednesday night, a one-point loss for the Northwest women, and really one of the most agonizing losses for the women this year.
Yeah, it's one of those games where, again, they had some chances, and you look at the last second of the ball game. Monique Stevens went to the free throw line, had a chance, had three free throws to tie the game up and send it into overtime. It's not often you see a foul out behind the arc at that particular point, and Northwest Missouri State was able to get Stevens to the free throw line, and she hit the first two, missed the third, and unfortunately they came up a point short in that game. But really, Monique had a very good ball game. Ended up 12 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists to go there. And she did a lot to help the team get to that particular spot. So just unfortunate they didn't get a chance to get that into overtime. But again, they played well, and hopefully they can build a little bit on that.
And that was one of those things, a point that Coach made. It's easy to see Monique missing that free throw, but there were a lot of things during the game that led up to that situation even having to occur.
Yeah, he went into the locker room after the game and just pointed out how many others here missed a free throw during this game, how many committed a turnover, how many did this. So it really took the pressure off of Monique, because she did a lot of things in that ball game that got them to the point where they had a chance to win. So you can't put that on Monique just missing that last free throw. So I think everybody understood, and I think Monique after that felt a little bit better as well. But I know the team took the loss hard, but hopefully by taking that loss hard, they realize that they're close to coming up with some big wins.
Northwest Missouri State and Washburn this afternoon. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's team, Mark Kellogg. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
A 2000 business management graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, Maurice Huff, played basketball at Northwest for two seasons from 1997 through 99, and says he gained a lot from playing under former Bearcat head basketball coach Steve Tapmeyer.
Coach Tapp had a tremendous impact on my life at that time, just helping me mature as a young man, and just to play under him, and then to get there, play basketball, and actually graduate with my degree in business management was just an awesome experience.
Following graduation, Huff enlisted in the military in 2003 and has had two tours of duty in Iraq and recently returned from a tour of duty in Afghanistan.
I'm a military police officer, and I just love the experience. And that's one of the things that I think basketball kind of prepared me for was I joined the military to gain a little bit more leadership experience. And I think basketball gave me a foundation to build on. I mean, you have to lead at certain times, but you also have to learn how to follow as well. And that's why, like I say, basketball has taught me a lot. My military career, I've currently, in October of this year, it'll be 10 years, so I'm just over 9.5 years. And just plan on, just trying to, make 20 years.
Huff is originally from Bloomington, Illinois, and is currently stationed in Fort Lewis, Washington. He recently had a chance to return to the Northwest campus and speak to the Bearcats before one of their games.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Okay, here we go with Coach. Pre-game before this afternoon's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Washburn. Joining us now, Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. Coach, you guys had the one-point loss the other night to Hayes, but obviously an improvement in final score anyway from the week before. Did you see improvements in the game itself as well?
Yeah, well, there's no doubt we were better Wednesday night than we were the week previous. Didn't find a way to win, though, and that's still kind of the Achilles heel right now. But played better. I mean, no doubt we at least gave ourselves a chance to win or tie there late. Obviously, everybody disappointed with it. It was a little bit of a gut check for us, and we probably struggled through it for about 24 hours, and we knew that's kind of our rule. And then we came back and watched the film the next day, and And we've had really actually the best practice of the year probably yesterday, and then today even at shoot-around they were pretty good. So, I didn't know how they were going to respond. We talked about adversity kind of revealing character a little bit. And so, we'll find out again today what we're made of. But I like the way we responded.
And with this team, what you've learned so far this year in practices and between games, can you kind of get a feel for how they may perform in the next ball game?
Yes and no. I mean, we don't know. Some days we're really loose, and I can't tell if that's a good thing or not. I mean, at this point, I think we have a pretty good feel for the team. And, yeah, they were pretty good yesterday, and we got through stuff, and they were crisp, and we brought our guy practice players in, and we got after them a little bit. So, I like where we're going. Obviously, Washburn doesn't present the easiest of challenges today, but at least I think our mindset is going to be right going in, and I was a little worried about that, obviously, after the game on Wednesday.
From last Saturday's matchup against Washburn, what did you learn? What kind of tweaks need to be made for this afternoon's game?
Yeah, well, we lost, so we got to make a few. So we'll make a few tweaks in the man and in our zone in particular. But a lot of it, we were in a lot of zone just because we either scored and shot it really well or we turned the ball over so much. So when we score or turn it over, we end up playing a lot of zone. That's just the way we play. We need to mix in our defenses probably a little bit more today and keep them off balance. They got too comfortable and probably against our zone. Get the ball inside, work it inside out. Hopefully we can make some shots again like we did at their place. But we'll have to be obviously on the top of our game to beat the sixth-ranked team in the country, there's no doubt.
This is a team that's similar to kind of what you've seen earlier and obviously last week, where they do have a lot of weapons and you can't just take away one or two. Do you try to take away a general part of the game instead?
Yeah, it's a little bit harder with Washburn because they just don't give you as many things that you can just solely focus on. Against Hayes, we felt like it was the inside game that we could really just try to limit them and make their guards go to work. But I think they got the best point guard in the league. Washburn does, so we got to be really careful with her. And they got some inside guys that can play. What bothered us the most, I thought, from the offensive standpoint was just their length defensively. They're just so long at the guard positions. We had so many turnovers just trying to pass over them or through them. And so we've worked on that. We worked on some ball fakes and shot fakes. And maybe having played against it now will be a little bit better. So I hope we can be a little bit more efficient offensively against them, but still find a way to defend them well enough and then rebound.
I know we talked about it a little bit the other night after the ball game, but do you feel that the confidence level is still there and the girls are still ready to go out and play basketball?
Yeah, no, I feel good about that. They have shown no signs of not. And again, the biggest moment, I guess, could have been yesterday in practice. We didn't do much Thursday at all. So we wanted to come back Friday and kind of see where they were, what was the mindset. And that could have been the one after that kind of demoralizing loss, in a sense, to Hayes when we just really thought we could have had it. But they bounced back, and it's been a resilient group all year. And I don't think, no matter what even happens today or even throughout the year, that we're ever going to kind of get to that standpoint. We'll keep pushing them, and we'll keep finding ways to get them excited about being here and playing the next game. So I think our energy and our effort will always be there.
All right, Coach, good luck today.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That's Mark Kellogg, head coach at Northwest Missouri State. We're back with more after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State University's Wellness Services has launched an interactive website to encourage community-wide healthy living. The new Student Health Initiative for Transformation, or SHIFT, website features tabs delegated to six dimensions of wellness. Health educator Jennifer Kinney Moore says the site is a result of community and campus partners' collaborative efforts.
Focusing on different aspects of wellness, and we're hoping that it's a one-stop shop for everyone to work on their wellness, honestly. It's online, and on the SHIFT website there are a variety of assessments that people can take to kind of determine where their wellness is, and from there, maybe what they want to work on with their wellness, and then there are resources provided for them to work on their wellness. So we have videos where they can work on their physical wellness, their spiritual wellness, intellectual, a variety of aspects, So there's videos, and then there's also resources that take them to other sites.
Kenny Moore says the project is funded by the Healthy Eating Active Living Grant and hopes it makes students and community members more aware and in control of their wellness.
There are simple ways that you can work on your wellness in all dimensions. For example, working on the emotional wellness, just starting to journal every night. Journal out those, write out those stressors and things that you're concerned about or things that you're looking forward to as well can really help with your emotional wellness. So just want to promote that it's easy for students to work on their wellness and the community and also provide resources for people to work on that. So we're hoping that that adds a lot to the community and helps people work on their wellness.
The SHIFT website is accessible at www.nwmissouri.edu/wellness/shift, or you can find more information by calling 660-562-1348.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back out at Bearcat Arena as we look at the starting lineups for this matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Washburn on the women's side. First, for the Washburn Lady Blues, coming in with an 18-3 record. They are 12-1 in the MIAA. Coach Ron McHenry going with Laura Kendernick. She is a 5'7" senior out of St. Mary's, Kansas. Averages 15 points and 3 rebounds a game. Leads the team with 63 three-pointers. Last week against Northwest had 14 points and was 4 of 8 on three-point attempts. LaVonda McCall is a 6'1" junior out of Montgomery, Alabama. Averages 7.5 points and 5 rebounds a game. One of their leading defenders, coming in with a team-high 42 steals so far this year. Dana Elliott, a 5'11" senior out of Wamego, Kansas, averaging 4 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. She had 9 points against Northwest last week. She had 6 assists as well in that ball game. Does lead Washburn with 74 assists so far this year. Stormy Everett is a 5'9" senior out of Aurora, Colorado, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. And rounding out the starting lineup for Washburn this afternoon, Sierra Moeller is a 6'1" senior out of Pierre, South Dakota. She averages 6 points and 5 rebounds a game for Washburn. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State, coming in with an 11-11 record, they are 5-9 in the MIAA. Coach Mark Kellogg going with the same lineup he has much of the season. Ashley Nelson is a 5'9" sophomore out of Omaha. Averages 11 points and 2 rebounds a game. She was 3 of 5 on threes against Washburn in Topeka last week. Has hit a team-high 47 so far this year. Monique Stevens is a 5'3" junior out of Australia, a transfer into the program this year from Southeast Community College, averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds a game. Has a team-high 98 assists. She had 7 assists and 4 steals against the Lady Blues 1 week ago. Timber Schechinger is a 5'10" freshman out of Manila, Iowa. She averages 8 points and 4 rebounds a game for Northwest. Annie Matthews at 5'10". She is a sophomore from Plattsmouth, Nebraska. Averages 9.5 points and 7.5 rebounds a game. That rebounding leads Northwest. She had 12 points, 4 rebounds, and 5 assists against the Lady Blues in Topeka last week. Maggie Martin rounds out the starting lineup for Northwest. She was the team's leading scorer against Washburn. Scored 17 points last Saturday. She right now leads the team, averaging 11.5 points a game. She also pulls down 5 rebounds a contest. So there are your starters. Northwest Missouri State and Washburn are matchup this afternoon from Bearcat Arena. We'll be back with more, including the tip, right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarylandGlassAndLock.com. Governor Jay Nixon visited Northwest Missouri State University to discuss how his plans to provide Missouri's colleges and universities with additional performance-based funding will expand opportunities for students and ensure taxpayer incentives yield the best possible returns. During the visit, he praised Northwest, which recently achieved all 5 benchmarks within the funding model. As a result, Governor Nixon's budget proposes more than $1.2 million in additional funding for Northwest Missouri State University.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub-sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State in Washburn. Our doubleheader this afternoon is Northwest Missouri State basically finishing out their schedule at home. They've got one more road game, a trip to Kearney, Nebraska, but that will be the only road trip during the regular season for the rest of this year. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
First, let's meet the starting lineup this afternoon for the Lady Blues. Starting at guard, a 5'7 senior from St. Mary's, Kansas.
The men's game will come up a little bit later on this afternoon here on the Bearcat Radio Network, and for the Bearcat men's team, right now, you know, it's tough when you get into the schedule that you do. If you're playing a couple of teams in one week that are pretty hot, they're probably going to be pretty hot the next week as well, and I think that's kind of what Northwest has run into.
Yeah, I think they're facing a couple of the top teams in the MIAA that are playing some of the best basketball they played all season long here in the last couple of weeks. That was the case with Fort Hays State, a couple of tough losses to the Tigers. Northwest last Saturday lost to Washburn in Topeka, losing that one 80-67. And then Washburn coming up with an overtime win on Wednesday against Missouri Western. Again, they're playing very good basketball, very tough team to face today. And really the big key for the Northwest men, I think, is just get off to a good start. They've struggled early in games here in the last week or so, and they've dug themselves into some holes. Fortunately, in a couple games, they've been able to escape out of that, but they weren't able to Wednesday against Fort Hays State, and then last week against Washburn just fell behind early, could never quite get into the groove against Ichabod. So I think the big key today, just to get out to a good start.
I think what was frustrating on Wednesday is that you'd have told me that Dylan Starzl would have played as well as he did coming back from his injury. You'd have thought Northwest would have won that game no problem.
Yeah, he had 16 points, led the team, had three blocks in the game, and you could tell he wasn't 100% out there. He was hobbling some. He ended up playing, I think, a lot more minutes than what the coaching staff really had anticipated or hoped for. And I know he was feeling it a little bit Thursday just because of that, but I think he's going to be out there and will contribute, which they didn't have against Washburn last Saturday, and hopefully that'll make a difference. But they just didn't get some performances out some other guys Wednesday against Fort Hays State that you would have expected, and hopefully we'll get a good team performance here today and come up with a big win.
Good crowd here this afternoon. There's some area girls teams that are in attendance taking in this matchup, and that, of course, helping the crowd out. And you can tell they're across the way. They're excited and ready to go. One of those teams, former Northwest Volunteer Assistant Chuck Fox, the head coach of North Andrews. So he's got his team. I see Tarkio over there as well, and I think we've got a couple more in attendance as well.
And it should lend to a lot of excitement in the crowd here, and hopefully they'll all be here rooting for Bearcats.
Ball is in the air, and the tip will be controlled by Washburn. They work right to left in this first half. And Kindernick will bring it across the timeline for the Lady Blues. Work it over to the right wing for Elliott. Elliott to the top of the key. Gets it for Everett. Now it swings around to the left side on the wing, McCall. Devonta McCall with one dribble. Now we'll bring it up toward the top of the key. Crosses over down the left side of the lane. Tries to go up with the underhanded layup. Hits the bottom of the backboard. Rebound and follow. No good for Everett. Not anywhere close. Back out of there with it is McCall. She'll get it out to Elliott. Now to Kindernick between the circles.
Kendernick down the left side of the lane. Can't get a shot off in time. So the first possession of the game in Northwest forces a turnover on a shot clock violation.
Good job on defense, and they'll have to play good defense against the Lady Blues. Lady Blues, one of the top defensive teams in the conference, and I think Northwest in turn will have to try to keep the score down.
Between the circles, Stevens tries to go to the high post to Annie Matthews. It's knocked away from behind and stolen by Everett. And then a held ball as Timber Schechinger comes up, and a double team with Ashley Nelson gets a hold of the basketball, and the possession arrow will give it to Northwest. Cats trying to get the first points of this ball game. Matthews inbound to Stevens out near midcourt. Stevens between the circles sets the offense to the high post again to Matthews this time. She's at the left elbow. Gets it out top of the key for Nelson. Nelson over to Schechinger on the wing. Inside to Matthews. Throws it by her. It goes out of bounds, and Washburn will get it back.
A couple early turnovers for Northwest. First one didn't hurt them. Hopefully they can continue to work on cutting down some of these turnovers.
Full court pressure now from Northwest. The inbound comes to LaVonda McCall. McCall will give it up to Kindernick. We'll work it back ahead to McCall. She loses the dribble but chases it down on the right sideline. Out to the top of the key. Elliott now between the circles. Kindernick. Over to the right side, McCall. Back to Kindernick. To Elliott, left wing. Kindernick, top of the key. On to the right, McCall. Down to the baseline with the dribble. Kicks it out to Everett in the corner. Her pass up to the wing to Kindernick is tipped by Ashley Nelson. It goes out of bounds. Washburn will inbound with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Inbound to Kindernick between the circles. She'll get a screen by Moeller out top of the key. Over to the right for Elliott. Back to Kindernick. 4 on the clock. Kindernick trying to drive. Goes up with a runner from the free throw line. It's off the front of the rim. Nelson with the rebound. Knocked away from her and knocked out of bounds by Stormy Everett. So Northwest Missouri State will get it back. They played a full 60 seconds of defense already in this one with the shot clock running down both times against Washburn. Northwest forcing the violation on the first possession. Now Stevens across the timeline with it between the circles left side. Brings it to the top of the key. Over to the left for Nelson on the wing. Tries to fire it inside. The pass tipped by McCall, and it's picked up by Moeller. To Kindernick. Ahead to Everett left side. Loses the dribble. Should have been called for a double dribble. It goes out of bounds off of her fingertips, and Northwest Missouri State will get it.
Again, defensive ruling so far early in this game. Northwest just can't afford to turn it over. They haven't got a shot off yet just because they've turned over before even getting a look at the bucket.
Stevens across the timeline for the catch to the top of the key for Nelson. Nelson with a bounce pass into Matthews on the block. Takes a dribble. Shot over Everett. Good for Annie Matthews. First points of the ball game belong to Annie Matthews. Washburn with it. Pressure in the backcourt from Nelson and Stevens. Kindernick calling for some help. Dribbles to her left. Now to Everett, middle of the floor. Across the timeline for Elliott on the right side. Elliott starts to drive. 15-foot shot on the way. No good. Rebound taken away from Matthews by McCall. Kindernick now with it out near midcourt. Over to Elliott on the right side. Skips it to the left wing, McCall. Cats in a zone defense here. Out top of the key, Kindernick. Right side, Elliott. A three on the way. It's off the back of the rim. The long rebound on the near sideline. Moeller chases it down. Stevens knocks it away and forces Moeller to lose it out of bounds on the near side. Good hustle there by Monique Stevens. Really didn't look like she did much, but obviously got her team the basketball back.
And just being a pest out there, and it pays off.
Stevens brings it up the floor again to the top of the key for Matthews. Over to the right side, Stevens on the wing, well beyond the arc. Brings it to the top of the key, lobs it over to the left for Schechinger. McCall gets the steal. Up the right sideline she goes. Cross court left side for Kindernick. Through her hands, she saves it inbounds to Elliott. Top of the key, Moeller. Right side, Everett. A three on the way. It's off the front of the rim, off the backboard. Rebound, McCall. Reverse layup, doesn't hit anything. Rebound tipped around. Marnin out of there with it. Now ahead to Stevens. A two-on-two opportunity for Northwest. Stevens down the lane, spins, kicks it out. Schechinger takes a three. Got it! Timber Schechinger knocks down the three from the left wing. Northwest up 5-0. 16:38 to play in the first half as McCall takes the inbound for Washburn. Middle of the floor, Everett. Now to Kindernick. She'll bring it on the left side. Stops before midcourt. Now passes it across the line to McCall right side. Swings around left, Elliott. Top of the key, Kindernick. Right side, McCall. Free throw line, Moeller. Shot fake, kick out, Elliott. Top of the key, Kindernick. Now to Moeller. 15-foot shot on the way. No good. Schechinger the rebound for Northwest. Outlet over to the right side for Stevens. She's got it on the wing. Crosses over. Goes through the lane. Comes to a stop. Drags the pivot foot. Called for a travel. And that will give it back to Washburn. Tierra George comes into the lineup. George had 12 points and 4 steals. She also didn't start that game last week against Northwest. Averages 11 points and a team-high 6 rebounds a game. Kindernick Cross midcourt with the pass to Everett. Over to the right, McCall. Inside to George. Double team. Back out to McCall. Out of Kindernick. On to the left for Elliott. Kindernick, top of the key. Guarded by Nelson. Over to the right for McCall. She's got it on the wing. Dribbles with it. Back out to Kindernick. Nine on the shot clock. Kindernick to McCall between the circles. Free throw line. Everett takes a dribble. Bounce pass down low. Knocked away by Schechinger. It goes out of bounds on the near side. Washburn will have it, but they've got just 3 seconds to work with. Inbounding on the sideline down near the corner. Elliott gets it in. Left side. McCall takes the three. In and out won't go. Matthews with the rebound for Northwest. A 5-0 lead for the Bearcats. 15:30 to play in the first half. Stevens between the circles with it. Over to the right side for Schechinger. Onto the high post for Marnin. Marnin wants to go back to Nelson. Does on the right wing. Down to Schechinger near the baseline right. Out to Nelson. Inside to Matthews. Matthews spins. Double team. The ball knocked away. Matthews tips it out to Schechinger. Six on the shot clock. To Nelson up top. Takes one dribble. Pressure gets it out to the left. Stevens drives up with the runner, and it's good for Monique Stevens as the buzzer sounds on the shot clock. 7-0, Northwest up. We're inside 15 minutes to play in the first half. The ball off the fingertips of Elliott goes out of bounds, and we're to the first media timeout with the Washburn Lady Blues scoreless. 7-0, Northwest with the lead, 14:54 to play in the first half. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 7-0. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Washburn, 14:54 to play in the first half. And it's crazy to think that you can hold Washburn scoreless an entire game, obviously, but holding them scoreless this long kind of feels like you've done it for an entire game.
And Northwest playing very good defense. Now, they're going up against the Washburn team when they get into their half-court offense. They'll take some time and try to work for a good shot. The key here is when the shot clock's been getting down, now Northwest is not enabling Washburn to have a good look at the bucket.
Stevens with it on the right side for Northwest. Inside to Matthews. Over to Marnin. It's tipped away by Tierra George, and Kindernick comes up with the loose ball. Cross midcourt right to McCall in the corner. Drive along the baseline to the free throw line. Shot fake by Laura McMullen. She drives the shot partially blocked by Marnin, but McMullen gets the first points of the game for Washburn. Northwest up 7-2, 14:24 to play in the first half. Nelson over to the left side. Stevens on the wing. A three on the way. In and out. Won't go. Rebound tip. George comes down with it. Out to Kindernick. Now head to McCall running the floor. Layup by LaVonda McCall is good. First two for McCall. And that's why you need a bit of a cushion against Washburn. They can go on runs at any point. Nelson on the drive on the baseline. Up with a shot. Hit the bottom of the rim. It goes out of bounds underneath off of Washburn. So Northwest will inbound. And Meredith Scott will take the place of Ashley Nelson in the Bearcat lineup. Scott, a 5'7 junior out of Maryville, averaging 9 points and 2 rebounds a game for the Cats. The inbound for Monique Stevens to the left side. Scott on the wing, just like that, takes a shot and knocks it down. Meredith Scott, not even in the game for 2 seconds, hits a three from the right left wing. Under 14 to play in the first half. Cats up 10-4. Kindernick with it near the center circle. Over to the right for McCall. Back to Kindernick. On to the left side it goes for Kaysen Buckman. To the free throw line. McMullen up with a jumper. In and out, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest off of Tierra George. Alexis Bay will come into the lineup for Northwest. Takes the place of Maggie Marnin. 13:43 to go in the first half. 10-4, Northwest Missouri State on top. Stevens across midcourt with it, between the circles, over to the right side for Scott. Slips as she tries to make a move, and the loose ball goes right to McCall. Layup the other way, good for LaVonda McCall, and a foul on Tamber Schechinger. Not a good foul there by Schechinger.
Not at all. McCall had the easy bucket, and it was very obvious she was going to go up and knock that layup down, and really wasn't anything Schechinger could do to stop that, and would have been better off just to go ahead and let her have the uncontested layup and come back and try to do something on offense.
So McCall to the free throw line with one opportunity, a 56% free throw shooter, and the free throw is good. So McCall converts the three-point play. 5 points for LaVonda McCall, and it's a three-point game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. 13:23 to play in the first half. At the right elbow, Annie Matthews with it for Northwest to Stevens, top of the key. Stevens onto the right wing for Scott. Into the corner, Schechinger. Schechinger with one dribble, wants to get it into Matthews, does. Double team, kick out for Schechinger. Top of the key, Merity Scott over to the right wing. Into Matthews. Six on the shot clock. Matthews spins into a double team and a held ball as Tierra George came over to get the held ball call. And the possession arrow this time gives it to Washburn. 13:02 to go in the first half. Full court pressure from Northwest. Buckman took the inbound. Gives it up for Kinnernick. It will be given some room now by Monique Stevens. Over to the left side, McCall to the free throw line. McMullen, top of the key, Kinnernick. Right side, Buckman. Skip across to McCall, left side. Out of the free throw line, McMullen. Out top, Kinderneck. Right side, Buckman. 17-footers off the front of the rim. Meredith Scott couldn't quite corral the ball on the rebound. It goes out of bounds on the baseline. And Washburn will inbound. Ashley Thayer, a 5'8 senior out of Prairie Village, Kansas, enters the game for Northwest. Dana Elliott back in for Washburn along with Stormy Everett. McCall and McMullen to the sideline for Washburn. 12:42 to go in the first half. A three-point Northwest lead. Inbound to Kinderneck. The three ties it up. Quick shot by Kinderneck. It's her first points of the afternoon, and the game tied at 10 with 12:33 to play in the first half. There between the circles. Inspires the dribble over to the right side for Matthews on the wing. Now up top for Bay. Over to the right, Schechinger. Schechinger into Matthews. Matthews spins up with the hook shot. Off the glass, no. Everett with the rebound for Washburn. Gets out of trouble with it. Leads the break. Over to the right, Elliott. Touch pass into George. Knocked away by Schechinger. Elliott up with it on the baseline. Out top of the key, Kinnernick. Wide open again. Another three. Good. She was able to step into that one, be right in rhythm, and knock it down. Two wide open looks for Laura Kinnernick, and she will hit those all day long.
And it didn't take Coach Kell long to call a timeout after that. He didn't like the way Northwest played defense the last couple trips down, and he wants to kind of get that intensity level back up that they had to start the game on defense.
Boy, it wasn't long ago they were playing that great defense, so hopefully he can get the reminder in here and get them back on track. Washburn has their first lead of the game right now, 13-10, thanks to those back-to-back threes by Laura Kinderneck. 12:06 to play in the first half.
You just can't leave Kinderneck that open. She's such a good shooter out on the perimeter. She'll knock those down.
Northwest with the ball. Thayer will take the inbound and bring it up the floor for the Cats. She'll be met by Kinderneck at midcourt. Over to the right side with it. Crosses over. Brings it between the circles. Now to Merity Scott. Top of the key. Inside to Matthews. Nice pass. Matthews with a shot. Fake shot. Knocked away by George, who is called for a foul. That'll be the first on Tierra George. First against Washburn as well, and it sends Andy Matthews to the free throw line for two. Matthews, a 56% shooter from the line. And the first one is good. 3 points for Matthews. She scored 12 against Washburn last week. Second free throw is also good. Makes it a one-point game. Washburn with the lead in the basketball. 11:50 to play in the first half. Kinnernick with it in the backcourt. Brings it up the right side as she crosses the timeline in front of Merity Scott. Over to the right side, Buckman. Now back to Kinnernick. On to the left side, Elliott. Kinnernick over to the right, Buckman. On the wing. Skips it left side, Elliott. Touch pass into Everett. Bobbles it. Dribbles with it. Should have been called for a double dribble. And then 3 seconds in the lane will be called against Washburn. And the official trying to explain to Coach Kellogg why it wasn't a double dribble when it should have been. Ashley Nelson into the lineup. And Northwest will have it. Thayer calls out the offense from the backcourt as she walks it up the floor. Goes over to the left side for Bay on the wing. Bay, top of the key for Nelson. Nelson with a bounce pass inside to Matthews. Matthews double team, kicks it out for Thayer. onto the left side for Scott. Scott looks in at Bay. It's not there. Dribbles to the top of the key. Over to the right side for Thayer. Thayer onto the right. Matthews on the block. Couple of dribbles. Shot over a double team. Too strong. Bay with the rebound. Three on the clock. Merritt E. Scott now takes a three. It's no good. Stormy Everett with the rebound for Washburn. Outlet goes ahead to Kindernick. She'll leave it on the right side. Elliott. Elliott over to the left. Buckman. Buckman goes on the drive. Kicks it out for Everett. A three is on the way. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Ashley Thayer for Northwest. Across the timeline left. There to the top of the key for Bay. Bay into the left corner. Nelson open. A three's on the way. Good for Ashley Nelson. First three of the game for Nelson. First points of the game. And Northwest back on top. 15-13. 10:29 to play in the first half. Kindernick between the circles. Left side Elliott. Back to Kindernick. Now to Everett at the free throw line. Kick out left side. Elliott. Shot fake. Dribble. 12-footer. Good. Dane Elliott with her first points ties the game at 15, 10-15 to play in the first half. Thayer looks over to Coach Kellogg for the play call. Makes it as she crosses the timeline. Out near the center circle with it, onto the right side for Matthews. Gives it up for Nelson. Nelson, top of the key for Scott. Scott onto the right side. Nelson fakes on the three, travels with it, and that'll give it back to Washburn. It also brings us to a timeout with 9:55 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State and Washburn Lady Blues tied at 15. We're back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University is one of 55 sites throughout the state hosting FAFSA Frenzy to assist future and current college students who are seeking assistance with completing the free application for federal student aid. The FAFSA is the first step all students must take to obtain financial assistance to attend college. The Northwest event will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. Sunday, February 17th in Colden Hall, room 1200. Parking is available in the faculty lot on the northeast corner of the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building.
Back at Bearcat Arena, score tied at 15. Northwest and the Washburn Lady Blues, 9:55 to play in the first quarter. Northwest, again, another good start, but again, we've got to wait and see how close to 40 minutes of basketball we get today.
Northwest really has been their own worst enemy out of this first half. They've committed 9 turnovers, and Washburn scored 8 points off of those turnovers. Had not been for that, Northwest have a little bit of a cushion here.
Inbound ahead to Elliott for Washburn on the left wing. Gets it out near midcourt, LaVonda McCall. She'll work at left side for Everett on the wing. Back to McCall. Now to the right side, Kindernick. Into the corner it goes for Elliott. Up to Kindernick on the wing. Top of the key, McCall. Thought about a three. Goes on the drive. Up with a shot. Offensive foul. McCall collided with Maggie Marnin and is called for her first. Team second, and Northwest Missouri State will get it.
Good job by Marnin sliding over and taking the charge as McCall went through the line. Or through the lane there. And really, Northwest, with the exception of a couple possessions where they came down on defense and just didn't play the type of defense they played most of this game, has played pretty strong defensively and has paid off on that aspect of this game.
Merritt E. Scott with it on the right wing for Northwest. Pass out top, taken away by Everett. Everett will have an open layup the other way, and it's good for Stormy Everett. Everett's first 2 points gives Washburn a 17-15 lead. 9:15 to play in the first half. A lob into Marnin. She had some troubles trying to come down with it. It goes out of bounds on the baseline. Ball thrown a little bit behind her, and Sierra Moeller was in the way enough that Marnin couldn't come down with the basketball. Timber Schechinger and Monique Stevens back in the Bearcat lineup. Thayer and Scott to the sideline. Full court pressure again from Northwest. McCall takes the inbound in front of Monique Stevens. Dribbling with it in the backcourt against Stevens. Over to the right side. Now across the timeline with it. Stevens tried to go for a steal. McCall picks up the dribble to Moeller, top of the key. 16-foot shot from the elbow. No good. Rebound for Bay and Stide for Northwest. Gets it out to Stevens on the right side. Stevens across the timeline to the right wing for Nelson. Nelson to Schechinger. Quickly to Bay. Open from 17. The shot good for Alexis Bay. First points for Bay. Ties it at 17 with 8:38 to play in the first half. Everett with it in the center circle in the front court. Over to the right side. Kindernick near the sideline. Back out between the circles for McCall. Left side for Everett. McCall, top of the key, a three on the way. It's off the back of the rim, hits the top of the backboard. The rebound tipped out. Nelson away with it for Northwest. A two on three for the Cats. Nelson picks up the dribble, gets it right side. Stevens. Stevens spins. McCall knocked it away. Stevens able to push it to Bay. Bay on the drive. Left side, layup too strong. Rebound for Moeller, inside for Washburn. Score tied at 17. 8 minutes to play in the first half as Kinnernick brings it across the timeline. Left side for McCall. Top of the key to Everett. On to the right side, Kinnernick. Now near the corner for Elliott. Elliott looks inside. Nothing there. Brings it to the top of the key with the dribble. Over to Kinnernick, left side. The pass through her hands and out of bounds. Good thing, because she would have been open for a three-point look from the left wing.
It might have been a little bit too open that time. Took her eye off the basketball, eyes off the basketball as it came over her way, trying to set up for the shot, and just didn't catch the ball.
Jared George and Laura McMullen, Kaysen Buckman checking into the lineup for Washburn. Kinnernick, then McCall, the only two to stay on the floor for the Lady Blues. 7:47 to play in the first half. Score tied at 17. Across the timeline comes Stevens. Gets it over to the left side for Marnin. Now to the right, Stevens. Got it on the wing. Goes on the drive into the lane. Up with the underhanded shot. Knocked to the floor by Tierra George. Stevens will get a couple of free throws. That'll be the second on George. Third team foul against Washburn. I think Monique Stevens goes into the lane knowing she's probably not going to have a great chance to make the shot, but knows she can draw that contact and get to the line.
And knows generally there's going to be quite a bit of contact.
And her first free throw is off the back of the rim.
She's not afraid of the contact or to hit the floor hard. She just is a gritty ball player.
Second free throw coming up for Monique Stevens, and that one is good. So that puts Northwest up by one, 18-17, with 7:32 to play in the first half. McCall will bring it up the floor once again. Gets a pass ahead to Kinnernick at the stripe. Over to the right side. Buckman will take a three from the wing. That one's no good. Rebound tipped by Marnin. She can't corral it either. It goes out of bounds on the baseline. And Washburn will inbound on the right side. 7:21 to go in the half. McCall looking to inbound. Gets it right side for Kinnernick. She'll bring it out between the circles. Over to the right for McCall. Inside George, quick turnaround shot, no good. Stevens there on the backside for the rebound. She'll dribble it up the floor in transition to the top of the key. Stops there, gives it to Marnin at the free throw line. Out to the left for Schechinger. McCall reaches in, didn't get the steal. Schechinger over to the right side, Nelson. Inside to Marnin, who trips and goes to the floor. The ball then sails by her and out of bounds, and it will go back to Washburn. Bearcat fans a little bit uneasy about the amount of contact and the few calls that we have seen. And now Washburn with the basketball. Inside 7 minutes to play in the first half. Kinnernick left side. Out to McCall between the circles. Right side for Buckman. Back to McCall. McMullen at the free throw line. Left side Kinnernick. McCall top of the key. On the drive. Underneath. Wide open. Tierra George. The layup good for George. It's a 19-18 game. Washburn on top. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Stevens across midcourt with it. Now between the circles and away from the ball. Maggie Marnin knocked to the floor once again. And this one will be on Tierra George, who is not at all happy with the call. But it will be her third. That's the third on George. Fourth team foul. You know, if you're really the only one on your team committing fouls, it's not the official's fault.
No, no, not at all. And it's been a physical game inside as well, and I don't think everything's been called up to this point.
Inbound to Matthews, knocked away. Laura McMullen with the steal for Washburn. 1 point lead for the Lady Blues. Kinnernick goes inside to McCall. McCall with the shot around Marnin, no good. Marnin with the rebound. Outlet goes to Nelson on the left side. Ahead to Stevens. Call trying to get a steal. Can't. Stevens will bring it across the timeline. 6:09 to go in the first half. Stevens over to the left side. To the wing. After a screen. Gets it to the free throw line. Matthews with a 15-footer. It's off the back of the rim. Kinnernick the rebound. In transition for Washburn. Over to the right side. McCall to Kinnernick. A long three. Good for Laura Kinnernick. Kinnernick hits her third three of this ball game. Matter of fact, she is 3 of 3 from three-point range. 22-18, the lead for Washburn, their biggest lead of the game. Stevens at the top, head fake, drive, now to Marnin. Lob down for Matthews, wide open, shot good for Annie Matthews. That's six for Matthews. 22-20, Washburn on top with the basketball. 5:30 to play in the first half. Kinnerdick over to the left side for Buckman at the high post. McMullen spins with the basketball. Now gets it out right side. Finds McCall out top. Kinnerdick, another three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. The rebound for Annie Matthews for Northwest. Outlet will go out to Stevens on the left side. Stevens brings it across midcourt to the top of the key. Over to the right. Now up top for Marnin. Marnin looks in at Matthews. Not there. Gives it up for Nelson. Nelson on the left. Into Marnin on the give and go. The ball knocked away, but a reach-in foul. We'll give Northwest an inbound on the baseline left. Kaysen Buckman called for her first. 15 foul. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Meredith Scott checks in for Northwest, who has the basketball. Marnin at the high post, out to the right for Stevens. Stevens lobs it to Marnin on a give and go. It's tipped out of bounds, and Northwest will have it after a timeout. 4:50 to play in the first half, 22-20. Washburn with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Bearcat Athletics would like to recognize
back out at Bearcat Arena, 22-20. Washburn with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. You know, Coach Kellogg has been telling us and telling his team that they can play with anybody in this league, and I think Northwest may be proving it to themselves right now.
Yeah, hopefully, like the game Wednesday night with Fort A State, where they came so close against a good team, can tell them that just a few more plays here or there can make a difference, and we're seeing them coming out and, for the most part, being very intense this afternoon.
Inbound to Maggie Marnin, out to Stevens on the right side. 4:45 to play in the first half. Stevens over to the left side, goes on the drive, down the lane, up with the shot, got it to go. Five for Stevens, and it ties the game at 22. 4:34 to play in the first half. Kinderneck over to the left side for Buckman. Down to the baseline, Moeller tries to go back out to Kinderneck, and Stevens gets the steal. Cats with a chance to take the lead on the left side. Schechinger out to Stevens, fires it into Matthews, knocked away from behind, but Matthews down with it. Over to Scott on the right side. Into Marnin. High post for Matthews. Matthews with one dribble. Spins with it. Gives it to Marnin. Top of the key. Left side, Schechinger. Schechinger will get a screen from Marnin. Brings it on the wing. Lobs it in for Marnin. Marnin up with the shot. No good off the front of the rim. Marnin with the rebound. Gets it out to Stevens' right side. Stevens on the drive. To Marnin, top of the key. She'll go down the right side of the lane. Bump. This one will go on Sierra Moeller. That'll be the first on Moeller. 16 foul and an inbound for Northwest on the baseline right. Stormy Everett checks back in for Washburn. Laura McMullen to the sideline. Northwest inbounding baseline right. Stevens lobs it in for Marnin. Marnin with the quick shot off the glass. Good for Maggie Marnin. First points for Marnin. Northwest back up by two. 3:50 to play in the first half. Kinnernick up the floor to Buckman left side. Out to Kinnernick. She's between the circles. Over to Buckman, left wing. At the elbow for McCall. McCall kicks the top of the key. Everett. Left side for Buckman. Back over to Everett, right side. Now to Kinnernick. To Buckman. She'll bring it to the top of the key. On to the right for Everett. Inside McCall. McCall with a dribble. No look pass to Sierra Moeller. And Moeller hits the shot. It's first two for Moeller, and it ties the score at 24. 3:19 to play in the first half. Top of the key, Stevens brings it over to the right, down the lane, spins, gets it to Matthews, tipped away from her by Everett, who gets another steal and will have another wide open layup the other way.
Stormy Everett.
4 points for Everett. She's had two wide open layups after steals near the top of the key, and it's a 2-point Washburn lead. Inside 3 minutes to play in the first half. Northwest with it. Marnin out near the top of the key. Bounce pass to Matthews, who got caught up in traffic, and it's picked up by McCall. McCall over to the right side. Moeller goes through the lane, tries the reverse. It's knocked away, but a foul call will send her to the free throw line to shoot two. They call Maggie Marnin with her first.
It's way too many turnovers out of this first half. 15 for Northwest, and Washburn continuing to take advantage of that. They score 14 points off of Bearcat turnovers.
Boy, and you look at that score, and
yeah,
it says a lot.
That's the game right there.
Moeller will get two opportunities. 53% free throw shooter. And the first of the two in and out. You know, it's amazing how many Washburn shooters are at the 60% or less mark at the free throw line.
Yeah, and some of those very good outside shooters and just struggle at the free throw line.
Ashley Nelson back in for Northwest Missouri State. 2:42 to play in the first half. It's a 26-24 lead for Washburn. Second free throw for Moeller. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped around. Matthews will come out of there with it. Dana Elliott just about came up with it for Washburn. And now Northwest with the basketball. Down by two. Stevens top of the key. Over to the right side. Down the lane she goes. Skips a pass out top for Nelson. Over to the left, Schechinger. Looks inside at Marnin. Being pushed by Moeller to the top of the key for Matthews. Now to Stevens. Stevens gets a screen from Marnin. Down the left side of the lane she goes. Tries to kick it out to Schechinger. The pass taken away by Everett. So Everett with another steal for Washburn. She's had several in this first half. Over to the left side, McCall on the wing. Inside to Moeller. Moeller with a bounce pass to Everett, and she gets the layup. Three of the steals that she's gotten. Everett's ended up with the points out of it as well. And it's a 28-24 game. Washburn on top. Northwest with it, 1:52 to play in the first half. Stevens over to the right side, Schechinger inside to Marnin. Marnin with the dribble, looks at the bucket, the ball tipped away. She gets it out to Schechinger, inside to Matthews. Matthews up with the shot, no good. Rebound on the backside, McCall and Moeller fought over it, but McCall able to eventually save it inbounds for Washburn. Kindernick, top of the key, steps into a three, and it's good. Her fourth three of the game, she's 4 of 5 outside the arc. And Northwest takes another timeout as Washburn hits their biggest lead of the game, 31-24. And transition points and points off of turnovers, the difference right now.
And a lot of those transition points because of the turnovers. And right now for Northwest, 16 turnovers. And for Washburn, coming up with 16 points off those turnovers. One of the keys coming in, you wanted to limit Washburn on rebounding. Northwest has out-rebounded Washburn right now by 4. And they're casting a very good job on the defensive boards in particular. But, again, just giving up way too many turnovers that the Lady Blues are taking advantage of.
1:29 to play in the first half. It's a 31-24 lead for Washburn over Northwest Missouri State. Stevens looks to take the inbound. Everett comes back defensively, and the inbound has to come to Alexis Bay, who then gives it to Stevens. And she'll bring it up the floor for Northwest. Across the timeline with it, with the bounce pass to Alexis Bay. Bay had it knocked loose. She goes to the floor after it, and then a foul should be on Sierra Moeller here. And a one-and-one opportunity coming for Alexis Bay. Second foul on Sierra Moeller. 17th foul. And now Coach McHenry pointing to the scoreboard because Washburn's been called for 7 and Northwest just for 2. That never a real good argument because eventually you'll find yourselves on the other end of those calls.
And yeah. And I think it's just a fact that Washburn inside has been more aggressive than Northwest. And a lot of times when you're a little more aggressive, you get called for the fouls.
Bay hits the front end of the 1-1 and gets a second opportunity at the free throw line. That one is on the way and good. 4 points now for Alexis Bay. It's a 5-point game. Washburn with the lead. Full court pressure from Northwest. Kindernick to Everett in the backcourt. Gives it back for Kindernick. And now she'll walk it up the floor and across the timeline over to McCall right side. Kindernick down to the left for Elliott. Back to Kindernick, top of the key. McCall on the right wing. Lobs it into Everett. Everett with a bounce pass over to Elliott. Shot by Elliott off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped out to the free throw line. Top of the key. Picked up by Stevens. She'll bring it over to the left side of the floor in the front court. Top of the key for Schechinger. Now inside to Bay. Bay with a dribble. Double team spins away from it. Goes up with the shot. No good off the glass. Everett with the rebound for Washburn. 43 seconds to play in the half. Kindernick Over to the right side for McCall. She'll bring it to the top of the key. Leaves it for Elliott. And now a timeout for Washburn. With 36 seconds to go, 31-26. You know, at times both teams have looked a little unorganized, especially with their offense, and I think that's the way Coach McHenry felt right there for Washburn.
Yeah, he wanted to make sure that got a good look before the end of the half here and go in with a little added momentum here. But some of that, I think, has to do really with the fact that the two teams have been playing some very good defense, and it's really had an effect on the other team's offense. Washburn, again, has been a team that, and when they get into their half-court offense, they're very deliberate, and they work it and get a good shot, but they like to work the shot clock down quite a bit. Now, today, what we're seeing out Northwest is a lot of times as that shot clock's getting near zero, Washburn's not been in a position to get off a good shot, primarily due to Northwest defense, and that's something that hopefully Northwest can carry over into the second half, but really making the Lady Blues work hard for their shots.
31-26, the lead for Washburn, the inbound to McCall on the right side. Half a minute to play in the first half. A trap of McCall near the sideline. A pass thrown and a foul called. This one will go against Ashley Nelson. That'll be the first on Nelson. 13 fouls, so an inbound for Washburn on the far sideline. Elliott will inbound on the far sideline. Into the backcourt for Kindernick. Washburn can basically play for the final shot of the half. There's less than a second difference between the game and shot clock, so Kindernick continues to dribble with it in the backcourt. Stevens there defensively. One-handed pass ahead to McCall. Now to Kindernick down near midcourt. 14 seconds to play in the half. Hands it for Elliott. Elliott over to the right side for McCall. Back to Elliott at the top of the key. Wide open. A three on the way. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound McCall. Her follow off the glass. No. Rebound out of bounds underneath. And Washburn will have it with 1 second left in the first half. Elliott will inbound for the Lady Blues. Baseline right. That's the play in motion. They're going to need a quick shot. McCall takes the inbound, misses that shot, and Northwest Missouri State will trail at the half by five. 31-26, Washburn on top. Already an improvement over the first half last week where Northwest trailed 28-17 at the half. So just a five-point game here. The Lady Blues with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 31-26. Washburn with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. And even though it's a close game like this, John, we still got to go back to what we talked about in the pregame, because if Northwest is taking care of what we talked about in that pregame, they've probably got a big lead here at the half.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 16 turnovers for Northwest out of the first half, and Washburn 16 points. So, and you're looking at a five-point game right now. You cut down on a few of those turnovers, and you've got a lead here. Now, you got to give Washburn credit for some of those turnovers. Washburn, a very good defensive team, but there's been several instances where Northwest has turned it over essentially unforced. And those are the ones that I think really driving the coaching staff nuts here. You'll give up some turnovers just because of the other team's defense, but when you're just giving them of some turnovers that really, if it's a matter of focus, you're not giving those up. And in turn, Washburn out of transition with some of those, have turned it the other way into points and right now into the lead here at halftime.
And we saw a physical game last week, but I really think the officials letting them play a little bit more here today, so it's gotten to be a little bit more physical today than it was even a week ago.
Yeah, it is. And Northwest isn't afraid of physical play inside. Northwest has some players that can push back against the physical play, so I think that's good that the officials are letting them play inside, and it's working in Northwest's favor there. Again, it's just going to come down in the second half, taking a little bit better care of the basketball.
31-26, Washburn Lady Blues with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Men's teams meet a little bit later on today. We'll hear from Austin Meyer when we come back after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 31-26, the Washburn Lady Blues with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. The men's game coming up later on this afternoon, and joining us now is Northwest men's assistant Austin Meyer. And Austin, a four-point game. Boy, you guys have played a lot of close games here at Bearcat Arena, and another tight one. Of course, there was a loss against Hayes, but this kind of the schedule that we talked about, and you guys having to play basically the same week back-to-back, you get a team that's hot during that time, which I think you hit with Hayes. It's going to be tough to win one of those two games.
Yeah, and they're playing really well. Like you said, this is the best they've played all year. And, you know, the thing about that game was, you know, we just came out so flat again to start the game. And, you know, we've worked on some things in practice to try to address it. And you know, we can't keep getting in holes like that early on. You know, simple stuff to start the game. We don't get through a screen. What we talked about to a shooter, they hit a three. You know, second possession, we don't get through another screen, they hit a three. And you know, all of a sudden, you look up, it's 8-0. And, you know, we talk about focusing on next play. When play's over, you know, put it behind you. You know, there's going to be mistakes. It's not going to be perfect. You got to focus on next play. And sometimes we're still worried about the previous possession. And then finally we get to the second half, you know, where we start to play with some confidence and play a little bit looser. And, you know, but once again, you dig a hole and it just takes that much energy to get back and finish the game.
Is it really a lot mental when you get in a hole and trying to come back that it's mentally fatiguing?
I think part of it is, yeah. Just, you know, and especially when you're struggling, you've lost a couple games like we have, it's easy to kind of say, oh, here we go again. But, you know, that's why we work every day and we try to handle adversity and fight through it. And I think, you know, big picture right now, we've lost a few in a row, and this is a game where we need to come out and put it behind and just come out and play and have fun. You know, we kind of talked in the locker room, just smile and enjoy it. I feel like, you know, we felt like we're kind of tight starting games and just come out and enjoy it. And you know, you're going to make mistakes, but as long as you're giving effort and playing with energy, that's what we want.
I guess I've heard you saying some of the best athletes and teams have the shortest memories, and maybe that's a key right now.
Yeah, definitely. You can't, you know, whether it's a jump shot you just missed on the other end or a turnover, you know, you can't keep it with you very long. You got to focus on the next possession, whether it be offense or defense, and always be looking ahead.
You got a good game out of Dylan Starzl coming back from that injury. Did you expect as much out of him that you got out of him the other night?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I think we initially said probably, you know, if we can get 10 minutes out of him, it's about what we wanted. But then he gets out there on the court, and we just, you know, like we talked about before the game, everything he brings to the table from a defense, rebounding, leadership thing, it's hard to get him off the floor, and you know, he wants to be out there, and so, you know, he's kind of looking over at us and you know, kind of keeping us, whether he needed a break or not, and you know, we got to have him out there, so hopefully he'll be closer to 100% today. He's practiced pretty well, and hopefully we'll have a better Dylan today.
So you kind of answered, I think, my next question. It's always, you know, the next day when you're coming back from an injury, how does it feel, that sort of thing? It sounds like it was good.
Yeah, I think he's doing okay. There's some things he didn't do as much the last couple days. We did have some pretty intense practices the last couple days. We didn't go real long, but there were some things that he didn't do, I guess. So, I think he's ready to go.
Dig deep in the memory bank. What was it from the last matchup with Washburn that you guys need to maybe tweak or do a little different today?
Well, you know, coming out of the gate again, we really struggled to score. I think defensively to start the game, we were actually pretty good down there. But then that last 7 minute stretch of the first half, we turned it over a ton. We took some bad shots and really let them go on a run. So I think it was just kind of a lack of focus for a stretch there that really hurt us, and you know, that ends up being the difference in the game. But I think obviously having Dylan back will help. It'll give us another score because we did struggle to score in that game. But a lot of it right now, we feel like it's us. You know, we showed film on the Washburn game last night, and just all the things we talked about, just little things here, turnovers, knowing plays, knowing your scouting report, and we really addressed that, and it's kind of, you're kind of optimistic because it is simple things. It's not like, well, what do we got to do here? You know, we know what we need to do, and hopefully we can focus and make those changes and get back on the winning track today.
It seems like with both the men's and women's teams, Washburn is, as a school in basketball, as good as they come at taking advantage of openings to have runs. You know, if it's the other team maybe lacking a little bit or whatever, it seems like as a school they have more runs than just about anybody.
Yeah, they get it going, and they're I think the biggest thing is I think they're pretty confident when they're out there playing, and like you said, next play, I think they focus on, you know, what's next, and you give them a couple open looks, or you don't get through a screen, or you don't get a defensive box out, they're going to make you pay, and they're going to continue to make it pay. And they are a streaky team, and we don't have a lot of room for error, and we got to be on the top of our game.
All right, Coach, get one today.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. Again, they match up with the Washburn Ichabods later on this afternoon here at Bearcat Arena, scheduled for a 3:30 tip. At the half of the women's game, it's a 31-26 lead for Washburn over the Northwest women. We'll take a timeout, come back and look at some of the numbers from the first half after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. 90% of first-year students at Northwest Missouri State University rate their experience as good or excellent, and 87% of seniors said they would choose Northwest again if they could start over their college career. The figures, which are among the findings in the 2012 National Survey of Student Engagement, represent a continuation of what Northwest students have been saying for several years. Northwest consistently outperforms its peers and national groups in student satisfaction.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 31-26, Washburn with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women here at the half. Look at scoring from the first half of this one. For Northwest, they really spread it out well. Everybody except Ashley Thayer, who played just 3 minutes in that first half. Everybody else able to put points on the board, led with 6 points from Annie Matthews. She was 2 of 2 at the free throw line, also 5 points out of Monique Stevens. Stevens with 3 rebounds and 3 assists in the first half as well. For Northwest, 4 points off the bench for Alexis Bay. She was 2 of 2 at the free throw line. 3 points out of Merritt E. Scott, 1 of 2 outside the arc. 3 points for Timber Schekinger and Ashley Nelson. Both of them took 1 3-pointer each, and they hit that 3-pointer to get their scoring in the first half. Maggie Marnin with 2 points out of the first half for Northwest. On the other side for Washburn, Laura Kindernick with 4 of 5 shooting from outside the arc. She has 12 points in this game so far. 6 points for Stormy Everett. She scored four of those six on breakaway layups. She had four steals in the first half for the Lady Blues. 5 points for LaVonda McCall. She was one of one at the free throw line, converted a three-point play the old-fashioned way. 2 points apiece for Dana Elliott, Sierra Moeller, Tiara George, and Laura McMullen for Washburn, rounding out their scoring in the first half. Team numbers, Northwest was 9 of 19 from the field. That's good for 47%. 3 of 5 from three-point range, 5 of 6 at the free throw line. On the other side for Washburn, they were 13 of 34 from the field. That's 38%. They were 4 of 12 from three-point range, all four of them made by Laura Kindernick. And they were 1 of 3 at the free throw line in the first half. Turnovers, Northwest with 16 turnovers. Washburn scored 16 points off of those turnovers. Washburn only turned it over 8 times in the first half, and the Bearcats with 5 points off of Washburn turnovers in that first half. So it all adds up to a 31-26 score. The Washburn Lady Blues with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to get you ready for the second half. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
Back out at Bearcat Arena as we get ready for second half action. Northwest Missouri State and the Washburn Lady Blues. Northwest already an improvement over last week. They were down by 11 at the half a week ago at Washburn. Now, we always see Washburn play much, much better at home than they do on the road, but I think it's a fact of Northwest playing better than what they did a week ago.
Yeah, they started off playing very good defensively and made Washburn on their first couple possessions of the game work it all the way down. The shot clock sounded without them getting a good shot off, and Northwest, with the exception maybe two times when Washburn came down on and got their offense one where they had a couple of open looks. Outside of that, they made Washburn work for everything they got offensively. Whenever Washburn's got into their half-court offense now, Northwest with the amount of turnovers, the 16 turnovers, they've given up some transition points to Washburn that you wouldn't want to see in. I think here again, here in the second half, they just cut down on the number of turnovers that can be right in this ballgame.
Both teams out to start the second half. Northwest will have the basketball working right to left here at Bearcat Arena. And across midcourt with the dribble comes Monique Stevens. Works it out to Marnin, right wing. Bounce pass into Matthews. Quick shot on the way. No good. Schechinger, the rebound on the backside. Gives it out for Stevens. Now to Marnin, top of the key. Nelson. Nelson down the left side. Lane pass for Stevens. Tipped out of bounds. And it will belong to Northwest. Well, inbound on the left side of the key. Down on the baseline. Stevens sets the play in motion. Lobs it out for Nelson, left wing, three on the way from Nelson. It's off the back of the rim, rebound for Annie Matthews. Matthews with a dribble to get under control. Her pass is tipped by McCall, goes out of bounds, and Northwest will have it. McCall was keeping Matthews away from the ball and letting it go out of bounds, not knowing that she was the last one to touch it. Inbound for Schechinger on the far sideline to Nelson on the wing. Top of the key, Marnin over to the left wing for Stevens. Stevens gives it to Marnin, left wide open. The layup good for Maggie Marnin.
Marnin from Stevens.
4 points for Marnin, and it's a 31-28 game. Washburn with the lead over Northwest. Washburn with their first possession of this second half. A pass to the top of the key, taken away by Schechinger. Schechinger leading the break, picks up the dribble, didn't have numbers. Over to Nelson, left side. Inside to Matthews, knocked away by Everett, but Marnin will chase it down and hand it for Schechinger. To the top of the keeper, Stevens. She'll bring it out near the center circle and set the offense for Northwest. A minute into the second half. Marnin with a bounce pass inside to Matthews. Everett came around, gets the steal. Ahead to McCall. McCall one-on-one. The finger roll is good for LaVonda McCall. 7 for McCall. 33-28 the lead for Washburn. Northwest with it early in the second half. On the left side, Stevens. gets the top of the key to Schechinger right side. And again, a pass inside taken away by Everett. Easy steals for Everett, too. She gets a pass back from Kindernick and a layup on the other end.
Again, the turnovers resulting in easy buckets off of the transition game.
Stevens brings it across midcourt for Northwest. Back to a 7-point lead for Washburn, matching their biggest of this game. Both teams have had 7-point leads. Between the circles is Annie Matthews. Matthews out to Stevens and a timeout for Northwest. 18-12 to play, 35-28 Washburn's lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 35-28 Washburn's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women, 18-12 to play. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest with the basketball. Stevens on the left wing. Brings it inside. Marnin takes the pass. Goes up with a shot off the glass. No good. Matthews the rebound. And the follow is good off the glass for Annie Matthews. Matthews with 8 points. And it's a 35-30 game. Washburn with the lead in the ball. 17:54 to play. Kindernick over to the left side. Elliott right back to Kindernick. Out between the circles. Over to the right side. McCall pass into Elliott. Is tipped by Nelson. And Marnin comes out with it. Gives it up for Stevens. She'll bring it to the left wing. Top of the key for Marnin. Marnin with a dribble. Inside to Matthews. Matthews with a dribble. I think expecting a double team. Didn't see it. Kicks it out for Stevens. Now to Marnin at the high post. And 3 seconds in the lane. Going to be called against Danny Matthews.
And that's the type of turnover that drives coaches nuts there. Just a simple mental mistake that time.
Kindernick will bring it up the floor once again for Washburn. Has Monique Stevens backpedaling in front of her. A 5-point Washburn lead. McCall on the right sideline. Out to Kindernick. Now back over to McCall, right wing. Into Elliott at the high post. Down the lane she goes. Tried the up and under move. Not there. Out to McCall. Down to the baseline. Bounce pass knocked away by Matthews. It goes out of bounds. McCall was looking for Sierra Moeller on the baseline. And Elliott will trigger it in for the Lady Blues. Gets it on to Kindernick in the left corner. Kindernick with one dribble out between the circles for McCall. McCall will give it back to Kindernick. Over to the left side for McCall. Call goes to the high post. Moeller gets the shot off, but it's blocked by Marnin, and Stevens out of there with the basketball. On the right wing, lobs it in for Marnin. Marnin over to Matthews, and another steal for Stormy Everett. That's six for Everett in this game. Kindernick to head on the right side for Washburn. 5-point lead for the Lady Blues. Inside to Moeller. Moeller with a couple of dribbles against Marnin. Goes up with the shot, and it's good for Sierra Moeller. Moeller with 4 points. And it's back to a 7-point Washburn lead, 16:33 to play. Stevens across midcourt with it. Between the circles. Gets it to the high post for Marnin. Marnin now to Stevens, top of the key. Shot fake by Stevens. Dribbles over to the right. Bounce pass inside to Matthews, and Matthews has it taken away. Steal for Dana Elliott, and Elliott gives it for Kindernick. Kindernick from the right wing, left wide open. She takes the three, no good. Matthews with the rebound for Northwest. Pass ahead for Stevens on the right sideline. She brings it to the wing. Spires the dribble. Now gets it out to Nelson. Top of the key. Onto the left side for Schechinger. Schechinger with it on the wing. Up top it goes for Marnin. Marnin with a dribble. A 15-foot shot partially blocked by Moeller. Kindernick lets it go out of bounds, and it's going to be Northwest basketball. Cats catch a break. Kindernick could have easily had that basketball. Now the officials coming together here. That ball was tipped. It was blocked. I hope we don't see a call change here.
No,
they're
going to go with the original call.
Stevens to inbound. 10 seconds on the shot clock for Northwest. Stevens still looking as Alexis Bay had checked into the lineup. Gets it to Nelson. Nelson on the drive over to Bay. 15-footer is no good. Rebound for Everett on the backside for Washburn. Knocked away from her from behind. A late whistle here. And this one's going to go against Timber Schechinger. I think the call's probably right, but it was just a real late whistle. That's the second on Schechinger. 15:40 to play. 37-30 the lead for the Washburn Lady Blues. Kinnernick takes the inbound. And Stevens right there in front of her. Up the court. Over to the left side for McCall. Out to Kinnernick. On to the right side. On the wing. Out to the left side to McCall. McCall takes a three, and it's good for LaVonda McCall. She's the first Washburn player outside of Kinnernick to hit a three this afternoon. And it's now a 10-point game. Washburn with the lead. Stevens between the circles with it for Northwest. Dribbles to the right side. Stops inside the arc on the wing. Tries to go out to Nelson, and McCall knocks it away. Able to scoop it up to Moeller, and now reaching in to get a held ball call, Monique Stevens, but the turnovers continue to plague Northwest.
Now up to 22 for the afternoon, and that's just way too many, especially against a team like the Lady Blues, who are so good at turning turnovers into points at the other end.
That's too many for a game, and we've still got 15:03 to go. It's Washburn basketball on the possession arrow. Kinnernick will bring it up the floor. Merity Scott has checked into the lineup for Northwest. Over to the left side, McCall. High post Everett. Back out to McCall. Now to Kinnernick. Off her fingertips, but it goes to Case and Buckman on the right wing. Now over to the left side for Kinnernick. Buckman on the right. McCall on the left wing. Goes on the drive. Loses the dribble. Saves it inbounds to Moeller, whose double team launches it up and out of bounds on the sideline. So the ball will belong to Northwest Missouri State after a timeout. 14:37 to play, 40-30, Washburn's lead over Northwest. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
The Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team will continue in their annual tribute to breast cancer awareness when they host Missouri Western February 20th for their Pink Zone game. Head coach Mark Kellogg and the Bearcats will focus their efforts on two local families, both of whom are employees of Northwest, the Manna Smith family and the Jacobson family. The money raised will go to help both families as they continue their battles with cancer. Tip-off against the Griffins is set for 5:30 p.m. February 20th from Bearcat Arena.
40-30, the first double-digit lead of this game belongs to the Washburn Lady Blues. 14:37 to play. Sounds like we're harping on it, but really the only thing that Northwest is struggling with is turnovers today.
22 turnovers and 22 points for Washburn off of those turnovers. And again, it's just that's the big key right here. The Northwest, and statistically in about every other category, is hanging with or doing better than Washburn. Rebounding totals, that's going to be a key coming into this. Northwest out rebounding Washburn 24-15, but just giving it up too often on turnovers.
Northwest with the basketball. Merity Scott to the left side for Stevens. Bay sets the screen. Stevens to the top of the key. On to the right for Scott. Inside to Bay. Bay double team. Dribbling against Case and Buckman will draw a blocking foul against Buckman. That'll be the second on her. First foul against Washburn in this second half. And an inbound coming on the baseline right for Northwest. Stevens will inbound with 14:18 to play. Out to Nelson near the top of the key. Left side for Scott. Scott over to Nelson. Right wing open. A three on the way. Good for Ashley Nelson. Second three of the game for Nelson. All of her points outside the arc, and it's a seven-point game. Washburn with the lead in the ball. Over to the right side, Buckman with it. Back to Kinnernick. Now on to the left for McCall. To Kinnernick. Right side for Buckman. Spins. Gets it to the high post for Everett. Down low, Moeller. Moeller spins. Hook shot over Bay. No good, but Bay will be called for a foul. And that will send Moeller to the free throw line to shoot two. The first on Bay, second team foul against Northwest. And Moeller to the line where she is 0 of 2 in the game so far. And her first one is good.
Coming into the ballgame for Washburn, number
back in for Dana Washburn, Elliott. Dana Elliott, along with Laura McMullen. 13:52 to go, a 41-33 lead for Washburn. Second free throw for Moeller is up, and that one is good. So she hits both on this trip. 6 points for the senior out of Pierre, South Dakota. And Tierra George will take her place in the lineup.
No matter what's kind of fun this afternoon is the crowd here. There's some student organizations that have come, and they're making some noise and having a good time, and it's really made a great atmosphere today.
Scott with it between the circles for Northwest. On to the left side, Stevens. Stevens dribbles to the free throw line, spins down the lane, goes up with the shot. Didn't get it to go, but she does draw another foul. And Monique Stevens goes back to the free throw line after the first foul against Laura Kinderneck. It's the second against Washburn, and that one hung on the left side of the rim for a moment there. I thought she might be able to get the English to get it over the front of the rim. Her first free throw is good. 6 points for Monique Stevens. 13:34 to play in this one. Second one off the back of the rim. The long rebound chased by Scott. She couldn't quite catch up to it. Tara George had knocked it far enough into the corner that Scott reached for it. Didn't grab it, and Washburn will have it. 42-34, Washburn's lead. Full court pressure for Northwest. The inbound to Buckman in the backcourt. Meredith Scott there. Buckman brings it up the left side of the floor. Now into the corner for Elliott. Elliott will bring it out to the wing. Give it near midcourt to Kinderneck. Onto the left side, Elliott. High post, McMullen, who was fouled from behind. And this one will go against Ashley Nelson. That'll be the second on Nelson. Third team foul against Northwest. And Washburn inbounds on the baseline left. Elliott looking to trigger it in. Gets it onto the left side for Kinderneck. She'll bring it out near midcourt to set the offense. Works it left side, Elliott. Elliott will bring it out between the circles. Back over to the left for Kinderneck. To the top of the key with the dribble. Right side, Buckman to the free throw line. Up with a 15-footer. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Alexis Bay. Out to Schechinger left side. Ahead to Nelson. Back to Schechinger. Schechinger to the top of the key with one dribble. Tried to go to Meredith Scott and just threw it by her. And another unforced turnover for Northwest.
And those are the ones that really is frustrating this afternoon. Washburn is probably, as we mentioned, one of the top defensive teams in the MIAA. They make things tough. Regardless, but when you're giving the ball over on some of those unforced ones, those are the ones that really hurt.
Buckman right side to the high post. McMullen left open, takes the shot, no good. The tip by George, no good. A second tip by George, no. This time Bay out of there with it for Northwest. To Stevens. She's at the top of the key, started down the left side of the lane and is called for a carry. And Coach Kellogg absolutely can't believe it. We've seen her do that exact same move about 1,000 times this year. That's the first carry we've seen called against her. So Washburn will bring it the other way as the turnovers continue to mount for Northwest. McMullen at the high post, over to the left side for Elliott. Into McMullen, now top of the key for Kinderneck. Right side for Buckman, onto the left side Elliott. Top of the key Kinderneck, three on the way. It's off the back of the rim, the long rebound tip by Schechinger, but Elliott controls. Now over to the right for Buckman, out to Kinderneck between the circles. Kinderneck goes on a drive, kicks it out to Buckman. A three from the left right wing is off the front of the rim. The rebound chased in by Elliott saves it to Buckman. So Washburn with a couple of offensive rebounds this trip down. Kinderneck between the circles. Right side Buckman to the baseline. George over to the left Elliott. Into the lane she goes. Bobbled the ball but goes up, hits the shot and draws the foul. So she'll get a three-point play opportunity for Washburn. Foul against Meredith Scott is her first, team's fourth. Ashley Thayer back into the ball game. Annie Matthews back in as well. Scott and Nelson go to the sideline. And Elliott will step to the line for one. A 61% free throw shooter. Her free throw rattles out. The rebound tipped by George. Chased on the far sideline. Elliott can't get to it fast enough, so Northwest Missouri State will have it. 44-34. Washburn up by 10. 11:49 to play. Northwest Missouri State ball. Across the timeline comes Stevens. Over to the left side on the wing. Guarded by Kinderneck. Looking inside, gets it to Bay. Bay out to Schechinger. A three from the left wing. Rattles out. Rebound for Thayer. Out to Stevens between the circles. Left side, Schechinger. She's got it on the wing. Gets a screen from Bay to the top of the key for Matthews. Over to the right. Stevens on the wing there in front of Kindernick. Gets a pick from Bay. Brings it top of the key. Tries to get it to her on the pick and roll. Does. Down the right side of the lane. And a held ball. And a possession arrow will give it to Northwest. Bearcat fans upset about no foul call that time. And Alexis Bay asking the official the same thing. Monique Stevens will inbound on the baseline right. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Into Schechinger on the right side. Out top of the key for Thayer. Thayer to Bay. Bay holding on to it out on the right wing. Not a lot of movement. Now it goes on the drive with it. Up with the shot. No good. Got the rebound. The follow is good. Alexis Bay stuck with it. She's got 6 points, and it's an 8-point Washburn lead. Just inside 11 minutes to play in this one. Kindernick near midcourt. Works it over to Buckman on the right side. Now back to Kindernick. On to the left for Elliott. Kindernick, free throw line, McMullen. Squares, goes down the lane, one dribble, up with the shot, off the glass, no. Rebound tipped off the backboard. George out of there with it, and she hits the follow. It's four for Tierra George, back to a 10-point Washburn lead. Schechinger running the floor, takes the pass, pushed from behind as she takes the shot. Dana Elliott will be called for a foul. That'll be her first, team's third. So it will send Timber Schechinger to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Schechinger, a 74% free throw shooter. And her first one is good. Freshman out of Manila, Iowa with 4 points. She had a three-pointer back in the first half for Northwest. 46-37, the lead for Washburn. The second free throw for Schechinger rattles down. So she hit both, makes it an 8-point game once again. Washburn with the lead in the ball, 10.5 minutes to play. Kindernick brings it up the floor against Monique Stevens. Over to the left side for Buckman, guarded by Thayer. Back to Kindernick, now to the right side, Elliott. Elliott wants to get it back to Kindernick, does out near the center circle. Left side for Buckman. Buckman, top of the key, McMullen. McMullen over to the left side. Gets it inside George. George with a shot, no good. And then on the rebound, a push from behind against Alexis Bay. That'll be the second on Bay. Fifth team foul. Coach Kellogg wanted a call on Tierra George, pushing, trying to get position inside before she got the pass.
We're seeing Coach Kellogg about as animated this afternoon over some calls that we've seen all season long.
46-38, Washburn's lead over Northwest Missouri State, 10-10 to play. Washburn inbounding on the baseline left. Elliott gets it into George, right back to Elliott, and Elliott did not get both feet back inbounds before taking that pass, so that will give it right back to Northwest. Cats with a chance to cut into the 8-point lead for the Lady Blues. Northwest scored the first 7 points of this ball game, actually held Washburn scoreless through the first 5-plus minutes of the game. On the right side, Thayer with it, out on the wing, top of the key for Bay. Bay with a couple of dribbles, works it back over to Thayer on the right side. Top of the key, Stevens. Stevens looks inside, gets to Matthews, takes a dribble up with the shot, good off the glass. A tough shot for Annie Matthews, but it went. That's 10 for Matthews and a 6-point game. Washburn on top. Kindernick to head to McCall, left side to Everett at the free throw line. Down low for George, quick shot by George, no good. Rebound for Alexis Bay, knocked to the floor by Stormy Everett. That'll be the first on Everett. Fourth team foul against Washburn, and it brings us to a timeout. 9:34 to go, 46-40. Washburn with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 46-40. Washburn with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 9:34 to play. And, John, over the last few minutes, we've seen Northwest hold back on turnovers. And what have they done? They've cut in a little bit to that lead.
Yeah, it's anybody's game, really. Six-point game. A couple more if Northwest could force a turnover, get a good defensive rebound, come down, and they're right back in this thing. But, again, they just, when they take care of the basketball, some good things are happening, and that's what they've done here the last few possessions.
It's amazing. It's a six-point game. Northwest has turned it over 24 times. Washburn just 12. At the right side, Andy Matthews with it for Northwest. To Bay at the elbow. Over to the left side for Stevens on the wing. The free throw line. Inside to Matthews. Shot by Matthews. No good. But LaVonda McCall gets called for the foul. That'll be the second on McCall. 15 foul. And Annie Matthews heads to the free throw line. She'll get two opportunities there.
Something that Northwest has had some success with this afternoon is getting behind the defense with their post players and getting some good looks inside.
Matthews is 2 of 2 at the line in this game. First one here is good. 11 points for Annie Matthews. 56% free throw shooter, but it seems like she had struggles early and has come on much better from the line as the season has gone on. She hits both here, 12 points for Annie Matthews, and it's a four-point game. Washburn with the lead in the ball, 9:14 to go. Kindernick with it in the backcourt. Across the timeline, onto the left side. Gets it on the sideline, McCall down low, Sierra Moeller shot wide, rebound for Matthews. Gets it out to Stevens. Stevens between the circles with it. Dribbling against Kinnernick. Over on the right side, waiting for somebody to get open. Now Schechinger pops out on the wing. Takes the pass, gets the screen from Matthews to the top of the key. Over to the left side. Out to Thayer. Now to Stevens. Right side. Into Matthews. She's got a mismatch. Now double team. The shot on the way. No good. LaVonda McCall, the rebound for Washburn. Out to Kinnernick on the left sideline. She'll bring it out middle of the floor near the center circle. Onto the right side for Elliott. Elliott with a dribble to Everett. Top of the key. Back out to Kinnernick. Left side. High post, Moeller. Moeller wanting to get rid of it. Does to Elliott between the circles. Hands it to Kindernick. Kindernick over to the left side with 8 on the shot clock. Kindernick still dribbling with it between the circles. On the drive, a runner from 16. Rattles out. Rebound for Alexis Bay for Northwest. Gets it out to Stevens. A chance to cut into the 4-point Washburn lead. Bearcat fans with a cheer as it goes into Matthews. Matthews with the hook shot. It's off the front of the rim. Sierra Moeller with the rebound. Bay reaches in, gets a held ball call, and possession arrow will give it to Washburn. 46-42, Washburn's lead, 8 minutes to play. Ashley Nelson will check in for Northwest. Timber Schechinger comes to the sideline. Some pressure in the backcourt as the inbound comes to Kindernick. Stevens right there defensively. She had been giving Kindernick a little bit more room in the backcourt, but now trying to step up the pressure over to Elliott on the left sideline. Top of the key, Everett. Right side for Moeller on the wing. Looking in for McCall, trying to post up on Ashley Nelson. Out to the left for Kindernick. Between the circles, Moeller. Over to the right, Everett. 8 on the shot clock. Between the circles, Kindernick. Kindernick brings it to the top of the key. Over to the left side. Up with the runner, and it's good for Laura Kindernick. Her first points inside the arc today. She's got 14, 48-42, the lead for Washburn. 7:23 to go. Stevens to the high post left for Bay. Bay, she takes a dribble. Monique Stevens pushed to the floor. So a foul coming against Washburn. This one is on Stormy Everett. That will be the second on Everett. 16 foul. So an inbound for Northwest, and then they'll go into the bonus. Looks like one of the officials is fixing his whistle here.
I'm sure both coaches just assumed that he wouldn't.
Stevens now will inbound. Lobs it into Bay at the high post. She looks inside for Matthews. Over to the right side for Thayer. Now to Bay. Drives in the lane. Spins. Tries to go up with a shot and is called for a travel. And that will give it back to Washburn. 25th. Turnover of the game for the Northwest women. 48-42, Washburn on top, 7:06 to play. Washburn with the basketball. Kindernick brings it up the floor. Works it over to the left side near the sideline for McCall. Down to the baseline on the drive. Up with the shot off the glass. It's good for LaVonda McCall. 12 for McCall, 8 of those in this second half, and now a foul in the backcourt on Stormy Everett. That's the third on Everett, 7th team foul, so a 1-1 opportunity for Monique Stevens for Northwest. Stevens to the line where she is 2 of 4 this afternoon.
For the Bearcats, Monique Stevens.
6:51 to go, 50-42. Washburn with the lead. Northwest had the early lead in this ball game, but Washburn has had the lead most of the game as the front end of the 1-1 goes for Monique Stevens. Second free throw coming for the junior out of Australia. Second free throw for Stevens is also good. 8 points in the ball game for Monique Stevens. And Laura McMullen checks back in for the Lady Blues. Maggie Marnin will check back in for Northwest. Alexis Bay will go to the sideline. Another game we've seen some pretty good minutes out of Alexis Bay for the Cats.
She really has been a spark inside whenever Northwest needs their top post players out on the floor to get a little bit of a rest or if they get into foul trouble, and she's done that job again here today.
Left side, Elliott with it on the wing. Goes inside for Moeller. Moeller squares, working against Marnin. Up with the shot, no good. Rebound for Elliott. Gets it out to Kinnernick in the center circle. And they'll reset the offense onto the right side for McCall. McCall between the circles with it. Over to Elliott. Elliott will hand it for Kinnernick. Kinnernick to the top of the key. Gets it to McCall. McCall over to the left wing. Bounce pass underneath Elliott. Shot fake. Shot on the way. And it's good for Dana Elliott. That's 6 for Elliott. Lead back to 8 for Washburn. 6:10 to go. Northwest with a basketball. Thayer on the right side near the sideline. Brings it to the top of the key. On to the left for Stevens. Stevens holding on to it in front of LaVonda McCall. Gets a pick from Marnin to the top of the key. Now on the wing is double team with it. Gets it to Marnin inside. Out to the left for Thayer. Thayer back to Marnin. Top of the key. Marnin on to the left. Nelson open. A three's on the way. That one off left. Rebound knocked away from McCall, but it's picked up by McMullen for Washburn. Gets the outlet to Kinnernick. She's got it between the circles right with 5:38 to go. An 8-point lead for the Lady Blues. On to the right, McCall. No look pass into Moeller. Moeller with a shot fake. A drive shot knocked away by Marnin, who will be called for a foul. That'll be the second on Maggie Marnin, and it will send Sierra Moeller to the free throw line to shoot two. 5.5 minutes to play. A 52-44 lead for Washburn. Moeller can hit these free throws. It would match Washburn's biggest lead of the game. First of the two for Moeller is off the left side of the rim. Kember Schechinger back in for Northwest Missouri State. Takes the place of Ashley Thayer. And Moeller will get a second opportunity. And the second one is good. So Moeller with 7 points. She's 3 of 6 at the free throw line. 53-44, the lead for Washburn. Northwest Missouri State with it. Out between the circles, Stevens works it over to the left side, Nelson. Gets a bounce pass into Matthews. She bobbles it, but chases it down. Gets it to Stevens on the right wing. Stevens now brings it to the free throw line. Off to the left for Nelson. Into the corner, Schechinger. Back up to Nelson. Inside for Marnin, and Marnin is fouled by Sierra Moeller. This will be the third on Moeller. 8th team foul, so Marnin will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 for Northwest.
Northwest done a good job this afternoon taking advantage of the free throws that they've been getting. 12 of 14 right now on the game.
Free throw by Marnin is good, so she'll get a second opportunity. Marnin with 5 points so far this afternoon. And her second free throw is good. So she hits both at the line, 6 for Marnin, and it's 53-46. Washburn with the lead in the ball. Kinnernick with it in the backcourt. Stevens there defensively. Across the timeline, Kinnernick gets it over to the right side for Elliott. Elliott brings it between the circles to McCall. Schechinger nearly got the steal. McCall goes on the drive, up with the runner. It's no good, but Marnin will be called for a foul. Marnin probably could have taken a charge there had she thought about it. That'll be the third on Marnin. And the free throws from McCall will come after a timeout. 53-46, Washburn with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 4:50 to play. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
53-46, Washburn with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 4:50 to play. Got the men's game coming up in just a bit. Before we get back to action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Levana McCall at the free throw line with the first of two good. That's 13 for McCall this afternoon. 54-46, the lead for Washburn. Second free throw for McCall. That's up, and that one's good. So McCall hits both. 14 points for Levana McCall today, a 9-point Washburn lead. Between the circles, Stevens over to the right side for Nelson. She's got it in front of McCall. Fakes a pass inside, takes a dribble. Now inside to Marnin. Shot over Muller. Good for Maggie Marnin. That's eight for Marnin. 55-48. Washburn with the lead in the ball. McCall brings it up the floor this time for the Lady Blues. Over to the right side for Kaysen Buckman. Buckman with one dribble. Gives it between the circles for Everett. We'll hand it to Kinderneck. Kinderneck brings it out to the center circle. Over to the right side, McCall. She'll drive down to the baseline with it. Hooks a pass into Everett. Tipped around. And Stevens out of there with it for Northwest. Stevens will bring it up the floor for the Cats. Top of the key. Down the left side of the lane. Kicks it into the corner. Schechinger bobbled the pass. Out top of the key for Nelson. Now into Matthews. Matthews at the free throw line to Nelson. Left of the key. Out beyond the arc. Gets a screen from Matthews. Gets it into Marnin at the high post. Marnin with a dribble. Picks it up, gets the top of the key for Stevens. Down in the corner, Schechinger, a three on the way, no good. Rebound out of bounds on the baseline, and it will belong to Northwest, but they've got just 3 seconds to work with on the shot clock. 3:43 to play, Bearcats down by seven. Stevens will inbound. Looking in for Matthews, gets it to her, shot fake, a dribble, a hook shot, no good for Matthews, and Muller with the rebound for Washburn. Cats are going to use that much time this late. They needed to come away with some points there. Kinderneck to head on the left for McCall. Inside to Muller at the elbow. Back out to McCall. Drive to the baseline. Lobs it up for Muller. Nearly taken by Nelson. Muller out to Buckman. Down the lane. Buckman with the layup. Good off the glass. Kaysen Buckman with her first points of the game. And it's a 57-48 lead for Washburn. Pressure in the backcourt by McCall against Monique Stevens. Stevens trying to bring it up the floor. Now McCall will back off. I think maybe knowing she might have gotten away with one there. Stevens between the circles. Still dribbling between the circles with it. Not seeing much movement away from the ball. Now a little over to Matthews on the left side. Matthews looking inside, wanting to go to Marnin, cutting across. Can't. Ball tipped away. She gets it out to Nelson. Nelson. Skips it into the right corner. Stevens catches the pass, takes the shot, no good. And a tip-in attempt is too late for Maggie Marnin as the shot clock had gone off. And with 2:41 to go, it's a 57-48 lead for Washburn. Two straight possessions. Northwest used the whole shot clock and didn't get any points. Timeout for the Cats. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 57-48. Washburn with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. And we're seeing that Washburn defense come up big late.
Yeah, they forced Northwest to run the shot clock down and not come up with any points. Really not getting a good look off at the bucket through a lot of that. So you have to credit Washburn defensively there, and it's paying off as they really worked down to about a minute's worth of the clock just because Northwest couldn't get any shots on.
Left side, Laura Kinnernick with it for the Lady Blues. They're up by 9, 2:20 to play. Kinnernick dribbles over to the right side, hands it for McCall. McCall on the drive, into the left corner for Elliott, a three on the way. No good for Elliott, rebound for Annie Matthews. Outlet goes to Stevens. Stevens will bring it across the timeline, out near the center circle with it. Guarded by Kinnernick. Gets it to the high post right for Marnin. Back over to Stevens' left side. Now underneath to Marnin. Marnin spins up with the shot, and it's good for Maggie Marnin. That's 10 for Marnin. 8 of those 10 have come in the second half. 57-50. Washburn with the lead inside. 2 minutes to play. Kinnernick will slowly bring it up the floor for the Lady Blues. Stevens sidestepping in front of her. Over to the right side for Elliott on the wing. Out to Everett between the circles. Now to the left side for Kinnernick. On to McCall on the left wing. McCall dribbles with it, guarded by Schechinger. Brings it top of the key, over to the right. Kinnernick, the three-pointer on the way. That one's short, rebound for Matthews. Another opportunity for Northwest. They need to hustle. Stevens across the timeline with 1:23 to go. Northwest down by 7. Stevens dribbling between the circles. Cat's not in a hurry whatsoever. Over to the right side, Nelson with it on the wing. Nelson to the top of the key for Schechinger, and away from the ball, we see Monique Stevens again on the floor. So this foul against Washburn will send Stevens to the free throw line. Sierra Moeller called for her fourth. It's the ninth team foul, so a 1-1 opportunity and a chance for the Cats to get points with the clock stopped. 1-1 here for Stevens. Late in the ball game Wednesday as Stevens hits the first. Stevens had three opportunities at the line to tie it inside 4 seconds to play and hit two of the three. The second one here, no good. Rebound for Everett for Washburn. 1:07 to go, a six-point game. Washburn with the lead. Kinnernick's going to just dribble with it in the backcourt until somebody comes back and makes her move up the floor. Stevens now gets back there. Cash just not with a real sense of urgency right now. Kinnernick now double-teamed, gets it ahead to McCall on the right side. McCall dribbles, gets it into the paint for Moeller. Stevens trying to come around and get the steal, will commit a foul. That'll be the first on Monique Stevens. Eighth team foul, so a 1-1 for Sierra Moeller.
Right idea. Almost almost had a hell ball out of it, but unfortunately a little bit too much contact.
1-1 for Moeller. She's 3 of 6 at the line so far. Front end of the 1-1 is good. 8 points for Moeller. And she gets a second free throw. That one is up, and it's off the back of the rim, but the rebound tipped out to her. Out near midcourt now for Kinnernick. 42 seconds to play. 7-point lead for Washburn. Over to the left side it goes. McCall. Washburn trying to kill the clock here, and Nelson now will commit the foul. That'll be the third on Ashley Nelson. Ninth team foul and a 1-1 opportunity for McCall. She's 3 of 3 at the free throw line in the game. 14 points for McCall. First free throw is up, and that one is good. 15 points for LaVonda McCall. And a second free throw coming her way as well. And that one is up and good. 16 for McCall, 60-51, the lead for Washburn, a half a minute to play. Stevens hands it for Nelson right side, the long three by Nelson is too long. Rebound tipped out to Stevens left wing, open, she'll take a three. That one is good for Monique Stevens. 12 points for Stevens, timeout Northwest, 22 seconds to go, Bearcats down by 6, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only 2 laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 60-54. Washburn with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 22 seconds to go here. Cats really need to get a steal. And there not a lot of great free throw shooters for Washburn, but it seems like when they need to hit them, they're probably going to hit them. It's Washburn.
Yeah.
So you'd like to see Northwest get a steal on the inbound.
Yeah, Washburn doesn't win the number of games that they win without hitting some key free throws down the stretch of game. So you know that they've got some experience with that. But it would be nice if Northwest could come up with a turnover or two off of inbound here and try to do something with it. It's been the other end where Northwest has committed too many turnovers in this game, although the last 5 minutes or so they really cut down on that tremendously. But Northwest really needs a turnover off this inbound.
Cats have matched their season high of turnovers with 26 today. Inbound to Kinnernick. She's going to be double-teamed. Throws it to Elliott. Elliott comes down with it in a triple-team. Now all five Bearcats around Elliott, and a reach-in foul going to be called here, sending Dana Elliott to the free throw line. Monique Stevens will be called for the foul, and that'll be her second. Team's 10th. And the Cats definitely need a miss here. 6 points tough to make up in 17 seconds, but making it a three-possession game make it near impossible. Elliott is going to have two opportunities to make it a three-possession game, and she does with her first free throw. 7 for Elliott. Sierra Moeller checks back in for the Lady Blues. And the second free throw for Elliott off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped by Matthews, but chased down by Washburn. Kinnernick out with it near midcourt as Stormy Everett caught up with that rebound on the baseline. Now out between the circles left as Washburn will be able to run out the clock and come away with a win here at Bearcat Arena this afternoon. 61-54, the final score. Washburn with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. We owe you a break before we go to our post game. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Out at Bearcat Arena as the Northwest women with the loss this afternoon, 61-54. Washburn with the win, taking advantage of Northwest Missouri State turnovers. Bearcats turning it over twice as much in Washburn in this one, 26 for Northwest, 13 for the Lady Blues, but the Cats still very close. It was a 61-54 game. Washburn with the win. We're back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City.